News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. 1 year ago today.
And we were like, yay, we were all excited.
We started walking down the street to go to the bar, and then that's when the thing went off.
The explosion near the finish line at the Boston Marathon.
Whoever was responsible for this, it was meant to instill terror.
Look down the way to figure out where we're going to go, how we're going to get out, and then the other bomb goes off.
Vice President Biden and Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick will be at Boylston Street later today for a brief memorial and a moment of silence. Today, also April 15th, the deadline for your taxes. But if you haven't gotten them done, no problem. Rick Chandler, Wisconsin Secretary of Revenue, says you can get an extension.
Actually, a lot of people who wait until the last minute have refunds coming. It's just they haven't gotten around to it.
You can file electronically, and then you won't have to file your taxes until October 15th. That's 6 months down the road. It is only an extension to file, not an extension to pay. So if you owe tax, you do need to send in an estimated payment. April 15th is also the end of the winter heating moratorium in Wisconsin, which means if you're overdue on your electric bill, you could have your power turned off. Nathan Conrad, a spokesperson for the Public Service Commission.
Generally speaking, from November to April, utility customers cannot have their heat turned off. We obviously don't want to see anyone harmed during those months with extreme cold, especially like the winter we've just had.
Now, heating assistance is available for low-income residents. You can call 1-866-HEAT-WIS. We have that number and a link posted at our website, WSAU.com. The man accused of killing his estranged wife might testify today. Let's get an update from WSAU's Larry Lee.
The attorneys representing defendant Mark Buckeye told Judge Jay Telusti they expect to put their client on the witness stand this morning. Buckeye could still decline to testify. Defense attorneys James Lex and Jessica Schuster asked the court to dismiss the case first thing yesterday, claiming the evidence doesn't show their client committed the crime. Judge Telusti denied the motion and continued with the case. Anita Buckeye's body was discovered in a Taylor County swamp last May 10th after she went missing April 26th. A forensic pathologist told the court yesterday the date of her death could not be precisely determined. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The Wausau Board of Education finalized its new policy on music selections for holiday concerts yesterday. Music teachers are required to work as a group to pick the songs that will be performed. The policy also allows for community input. And the policy also says a district-wide community board will meet with music teachers once a year to settle any disagreements. The struggling Wausau Center Mall may soon be under new management. The company that runs the mall, CB&L and Associates of Tennessee, will sell 21 underperforming properties. It's not known if the Wausau Mall will be among those sold. The mall lost two clothing retailers earlier this year, Hollister and The Gap, and the anchor store JCPenney is closing on May 2nd. No announcement yet on who might move into that space. CB&L manages 150 properties. Their hometown newspaper in Chattanooga says the company wants to focus on upgrading more profitable locations and sell the others in the next 24 to 36 months. WWE superstars are honoring the Ultimate Warrior. A crowd gathered on stage to open Monday Night Raw with a memorial video to the late wrestling legend. The Warrior masks were given out to the audience and a bell was rung 10 times in his memory. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for Central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies for this Tuesday. Another cold one, a high of 35. Not as much wind as yesterday. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low down to 22. On Wednesday, cloudy and breezy with some snow developing in the morning around midday. Could be an inch or two around central Wisconsin. Then a little sleet and rain for the afternoon hours. But heavy snow will likely continue far north of Marathon County all day on Wednesday, looking for a high of 42. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We begin this morning about 20 degrees below normal for this time of year across central Wisconsin. We have hour-by-hour temperatures, the six-day forecast, and the real-time weather radar 24-7 at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.